The Great Climb, Fact-Based Fiction. In 2008, when extreme sports enthusiast John Harris decided to raise money for a charity in India, he didn't choose the easy way. His personal challenge was so difficult that few could imagine it. What was it? To see how many times in 24 hours he could climb up and down an icy Canadian gorge taller than a 12-story building. Harris found sponsors and called his fundraiser The Great Climb. His goal was to do more than 100 laps. Harris knew a mountain climb was more than a ramble and that he'd need months to get ready for it. First, he started with rock climbing and then turned to whitewater kayaking trips that normally took 2 to 3 days. Harris completed them in just one. By fall, Harris knew he had to start ice climbing, or he'd never be ready. However, the weather was so warm, there was no ice to climb. Harris's long-term plans didn't change. They remained unaffected. Harris built himself a 16-foot plywood icicle cliff to climb instead. When the frigid winter weather finally came, he raced to the nearby ice canyons. By the end of December, Harris was climbing thousands of feet of ice a day, but as impressive as this was, he was a long way from his goal. January 8, 2009 was the day of the Great Climb. Harris worked against gravity to climb the frozen mountain. The cheering crowd helped to elevate Harris's mood. He made his way up to the pinnacle of the ice wall and then began to descend. With each lap, the force of the iron spikes on his feet and pickaxes in his hands secured him. By midnight, Harris had reached 87 laps. His mind and body exhausted, Harris was tempted to give up, but after a survey of the situation, he began to climb again. At the end of 24 hours, Harris completed almost 200 laps. He had climbed more than 25,000 feet and managed to endure a remarkable physical and mental challenge. Later, when asked if he celebrated after the climb, Harris said, "Yes, I celebrated by sitting very still."